Hilly.
Can I do it?
Yeah, do it.
I'll do it in the manner in which you do it.
Okay. And welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 10th of June in the year 2015. I am sat opposite a very, very jet-lagged, bald fucking head.
Yeah.
With a red ginger beard.
Yeah, I flew back from California today or yesterday.
I wish they all could be fucking bald 30-year-old men.
I just landed, went home, dumped my stuff, came here.
Well, South London men with no hair, they go to California
to receive abuse.
And they go to weddings with their fucking girlfriend. And they don't text me back for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Well, sometimes when you're here, I hate to see your fucking face. Mm-hmm. And you lost your hair because God hates you.
And I don't do it.
Something you did in a past life. Bum, bum, bum. I wish they all could be fucking baldy tin.
That's remarkable.
That's California Girls by the Beach Boys.
Anyway, so I dumped my stuff. I've come here. I'm jet lagged. I don't do it for the credit. I don't do it for the credit. I do it for financial remuneration.
What, so, this podcast?
Yeah, so if you... No, well, I'm just trying to get that going now. So if anyone could send some money.
Yeah?
Any money.
Any money.
Because I have zero...
DM us. We'll send you our bank deets.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. How are you? How was your week? How is everything in Planet U with us and our voices in your ears while you're on the way to work or sat behind a desk?
Or maybe unemployed.
Or just lazy.
Yeah, maybe you're a student.
How was your holiday?
Mine?
Yeah.
What
do you mean? You're the only person in this room, Tim.
Listen, I get confused.
You've got rusty while you with the 2 weeks you were away.
It was great. I went to a friend's wedding. I went to LA, which is the biggest waste of fucking time ever.
I'm going in a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I went to the Walk of Fame.
Look at us. We started this show in an attic in East London.
Yeah.
And now we're both going to LA.
It's a perfect place to go, actually, because it's a place where dreams are shattered. I went down to the Walk of Fame, and it was just this bewildering kind of procession of sadness. I've never seen such a thing. Like, you have all these people who are dressed as superheroes, and they want you to take a photo with them so that you can, and then you kind of give them money for it. It's kind of weird, but they're all dressed as, they're all like overweight. So, like, you have an overweight Spider-Man, you have a Jack Sparrow,
a fat man,
a lookalike Jack Sparrow who doesn't look like Jack Sparrow.
Oh, no.
But like a whole row of them. And then you just walk along, and there's a few cinemas and things like that, and that's it. And it's all, it's like Leicester Square, really, just as gaudy.
I went to the US Embassy this week to get my visa, so I'm now fully visa'd up to go. I can go work in America.
That's a relief.
Now, on my visa, mm-hmm. I am. This is a direct quote.
Mm-hmm.
My term of what I am in America is an alien of extraordinary ability.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Isn't that amazing?
I would wear that as a badge of honor. Yeah.
It's like the second verse of a Sting song that never came out.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to be careful though. Those customs people—they're dicks. If any of our American listeners, I'm sorry. You know,
you're not insulting Americans.
Great
country. You're insulting.
Yeah, I know. The USA have the most humorless, dickish, suspicious customs people ever. Just like they're fucking pricks.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing, right? I'd be a dick if that was my life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If my life, being a kid yeah. with crayons and dreams,
yeah,
and then I'm worse at letting people in who's, everyone's life is better.
Yeah.
Everyone's person.
They're on their way to something
yeah.
better. Everyone's on their way.
Every single person
to something
is
good.
Coming and going yeah. to something better.
They're excited.
I'd be a... I remember I got one thing about being in a band is you get pulled over a lot because everyone thinks you've got drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so... At passport control, if you go if you go from England to France on the ferry, which is how you get all your gear across, like you'd always get shit.
Your gear across, yeah.
The musical instruments.
All right,
the musical instruments, darling. Not the drugs. The drugs go right up your asshole. No one ever looks. And
I remember being at Calais, which is Dover in the south of England, going to Calais in France, and the passport woman was just she'd been a dick to me at the passport control, because you know when you join a queue.
Yes. Right. No.
And you have to weave. I don't know what the word is. Like the queue thing where you zigzag. There's like the rope. The queue.
Oh
rope.
yeah. The queue rope. The rope. I don't know, man. It's that crazy rope, isn't it? It's the tape.
And you zigzag.
It's the tape where you can pull the tape strips.
And this queue rope. Mm-hmm. There was no one in the queue, so I just walked to the front.
Yeah, why not?
And this woman went, no. You got to do the zip. Like you got to walk through the queue.
You're kidding me.
It was just for her own amusement. Yeah. And I was like, fuck this bitch. I've been on tour, super fucking tired.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck her. So I was like, but why? There's no one here. And she went, and I was like, okay, I want to go to France and do the gig more than I want to not get to France for mouthing off to this woman. So I just weaved along like a little bitch.
She bitched you.
And then got to the last one. Yeah. And then just my own victory just slid under the very last one. Oh. So I did 80% of what she wanted.
Dude. Yeah, it's not really your victory, is it?
Right. And then I gave her my passport. She goes, you know, I can keep you in this country if I want to. And I was like, yeah, of course you can. And she decided to search our van because I'd been, you know, rude to her. She couldn't open the back door of our transit van.
Because
it was a shitty piece of fucking crap van. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't open it. And her workmate were trying to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked over at us and went, is there a knack to getting this door open? Why can't we open it? And I just went, it's probably one of the immigrants inside holding it from the inside. Wrong thing to say. Van got completely searched.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's great. Clearly she just thought.
This guy thinks he can be a dick to me and I'm going to prove to him that he can't.
Right.
I think.
And she kind of won. Although you got into the country.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we went to play a gig and...
Changed your life. Next story.
Jesus. What should we do? You had a bit you wanted to. You had something you wanted to do, but we have this podcast announcement.
Well, yeah, do that. Do the announcement.
Hey guys, it's so weird to like plug yourself, isn't it? Hey guys, big news. Big news for the show, everyone. Can you do like news music, like tense?
Bit quieter.
Good evening. I'm Josh Weller with Tim Dubry, and we're here for the Excitable Boy podcast news. This is a very special announcement.
Why turn into the cinema?
It's different if you listen closely.
Okay, sorry.
Right.
We got some big. Big news.
Yeah.
Big news in the world of the Excitable Boy podcast, the show that we started in a fucking attic.
Everything's context. Big news in the podcast.
So my band, The Kenneths, are doing the Vans Warp Tour, which starts in about 10 days. Mm-hmm. And Vans and the Warp Tour people have been kind enough to sponsor the podcast. So it is the official Vans Warp Tour podcast 2015.
Great. Yeah.
So every week... while I'm on the road with the Kenneths
playing
the Warp Tour,
yeah.
I'll be interviewing all the bands on the tour.
I will be getting all the backstage gossip.
Backstage experience. Basically, if you enjoy the Warp Tour in America, this gives you a chance to experience what it's like behind the scenes, we're doing when we're not playing.
Yeah, mainly just, you know, chatting shit and staring at your balls.
Yeah, cocaine.
Yeah, just...
mainly cocaine. Just kidding.
Heroic amounts of drugs.
Heroic. Listen, kids. Bands love drugs, okay? They are so fucking fun, okay? No, they're not. They're seriously, don't do drugs. Unless you want to have a great time. If you want to have a good time, do drugs. Because it is fun.
So you are doing this.
The amount of heroin we are on right now.
It's insane. I don't need heroin. I'm sleep deprived. Yeah. This is all I need.
Yeah, Tim has a syringe in his eyeballs. I don't know why I'm doing this. They're going to pull the sponsorship.
Yeah, possibly.
Don't do drugs. We don't do drugs. There's no drugs.
And Josh is a very dull human. He goes home early and doesn't overdrink or anything.
So for the next 2 months...
you'll be playing Scrabble in your...
We shot a music video the other day, and I drank... we got 200 beers. We had a house party. We filmed the house party.
Yeah.
And we got 200 beers, and I had two of them.
Yeah. That doesn't
surprise. I genuinely don't. I don't drink. I'm
no, not a big drinker. Knowing you, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. What you should do when you go to America, though, is do a beer bong. Have you ever done a beer bong?
I've done a bong when I was 15.
No, beer bongs are different. It means you can down the beer.
Oh, you put a straw in it, so it
yeah, yeah. So you can, so you don't like you can actually down lots and lots of beer.
I don't know. I fucking hate beer.
It's a bit like it turns you into like a foie gras.
We need to just admit as a race that right. beer tastes like shit.
It's great though.
No, the first sip of beer.
Never good. No.
No, yeah, that's the magic for me.
On the first sip of beer, and like
after that, all alcohol really is shitty. Whiskey tastes like paint thinner, but you're meant to believe you're like James Bond if you're drinking it. You know, a little fucking crystal glass. Every drink you put sugar and flavor in it, so it doesn't taste like the alcohol. Yes.
Wine? Beer?
Beer is... I mean, that's why
you're
say.
Going nowhere with this point. Anyway.
No, I've got a good point. No, you vodka, don't. Gin. Yeah. Anytime, I'll have something and something.
You're just listing...
Yeah, but they taste like shit.
Right. Well...
When did you last see someone drink a... go, can I just have a gin, please? No one does it. Because
no
it tastes like petrol.
Gin. Yeah, no one has straight gin.
Yeah, it tastes like...
Not many people do.
Petroleum.
It. Yeah.
And whiskey's... I mean, I like whiskey, but I kind of like it because I like who I am when I'm drinking it, which is pathetic.
Because you're a narcissist, yeah. Absolutely. You just... It's just... You're just...
There's no need to get racist.
All right, okay. But you're doing this. You're going on tour.
So, basically...
And I'm
no,
not.
No, I'm going to... We'll do the letters over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah? Good. So, we'll still do the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not in... You're not... You weren't dumb enough to join a band.
I feel I'm being, you know, railroaded.
You're not being railroaded. Tim's making out that this is... It's probably someone from Vans asking me to get you off the show.
Yeah.
Tim's acting like he's upset, but we have been discussing this. We found out about this like 3 months ago, but couldn't announce it till this week.
Yeah.
You're not actually upset, are you?
I'm hugely upset.
Why?
Well, you know, life, it moves on, doesn't it? Things change.
That
things
means
people move
that,
on.
What the hell is that? Your life's ending 1 minute at a time, yeah? That means what you're talking means nothing.
Listen,
what you're talking means nothing.
The sun rises, the moon sets.
Yeah, people die. One man is born, another man dies. We're all fucked.
We're all
what
fucked.
What film's that from?
Taxi driver.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well done.
It's the wizard.
God, I'm going to miss you while
wizard.
I'm still doing the show
it's the
in
wizard.
America.
Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Great scene.
Yeah, great
anyway.
So, Tim will be absent. More in bits of the show for the next 2 months, but it's such a big opportunity that I would much rather be doing the show with you because I love you dearly.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously the band's going on tour, and I, you know, and they offered.
I think I'm going to deliver you an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
It's either me or the band.
All right, find the band.
You didn't even have to think about it.
Not even for a split second.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was thinking. The other day, do you know when we were talking about Che Guevara?
Che Guevara.
Whatever.
Che Guevara.
Che Guevara.
He's not a Mediterranean sausage.
Do you know, we saw those, you know where his image is everywhere and the iconography and I kind of mentioned it.
Yeah.
And we started to talk
about it.
Saw
a guy at Barman with a tattoo, Che Guevara tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. And we started to talk about
and
it.
And I said, I used to know a guy who ran a recording studio and he got drunk one night in Cuba and woke up with a Che Guevara tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
And then I, that you or me?
It's you.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't even know really what Che Guevara did.
No.
Which,
and then,
which apparently is bad.
I thought it'd be quite fun to ask you questions about famous historical figures and see how much you did know.
Yeah.
Or whether you indeed knew they were in fact historical figures in the first place, whether you actually heard of them.
Well, I can guarantee I would have heard of them, but so, well, hang on a minute. So basically, what you want to do in this section is catch me out and make me look stupid.
No, not necessarily. I just
is that what you're saying?
No, no, because the truth is, when you really, really scratch the surface of most people...
They don't know anything.
They don't know shit.
That's true. Whose fucking phone keeps going off?
Oh, that's is
this
the
is
tennis,
so unprofessional.
Josh, you retweeted a Vans Warped Tour tweet.
Oh, yeah, I did,
and you mentioned me in the tweet.
I didn't mention you in the tweet.
What a nightmare. Right. Sorry, what do you know about Che Guevara? Or Che Guevara, however you say it.
Che Guevara was Cuban, and he didn't want to do stuff with America.
Yeah.
So they blocked him out. They unfriended him.
So, hang on, just to get this straight. Che Guevara...
That's what I know.
Did you say he was a revolutionary?
I said he was a... I can't remember what I said. Yeah, Che Guevara was a revolutionary.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoked cigars.
Yeah, yeah.
Cubans.
That's correct.
He had a beard.
Correct.
And he rode a motorbike.
Right. You're describing all the pictures you've seen.
Motorcycle Diaries.
So you're basically describing all the pictures you've seen.
Yeah. And he didn't want to do stuff with America, so they blocked him, and now you can't buy Cuban stuff. That's why all their cars are out.
What do you mean?
Like, America, you can't buy...
They blocked him.
America don't import to Cuba.
They didn't block him, they blocked Cuba. There's an embargo on Cuba.
They blocked his Twitter feed.
It was a trade embargo on Cuba, yeah.
Yeah, okay, who else?
This is a good one, Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein was a German devout Jew who was a scientist.
Yeah, keep going.
Right? He was a scientist and a Jew.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he
When
had,
I say right, mm-hmm, it doesn't mean I'm agreeing with you. Okay. I'm just trying to tease you out.
He had a big bushel of white crazy hair. Right? And he came up with the formula E equals MC squared, which we all know means, when you break it down, electricity equals mushroom car 2.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's all I know. That's literally all I know.
Still got 30 seconds.
He invented penicillin. No, he didn't. That was Alexander McQueen. That's a fashion designer. It was another guy that did penicillin. Marie Curie. No, fuck. No, wait. I know his name. The penicillin guy was called...
And scene. Thank you very much for that. Thanks very much for playing. Jesse Owens.
I never heard that name before. Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens.
I don't know who it is.
Listen, just examine your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, really think.
Yeah.
Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens.
He was a sports figure who played basketball, football, runner. He was a runner. He's the black runner. He was the black runner who did the Black Panther thing at the German Olympics.
Oh, you're so close.
Was he black?
You're so close.
He did the black, and then he stood at the back of the bus.
You're getting confused. You're getting confused with lots of very significant moments in black history, US black history.
I don't know.
No, Jesse Owens was a sprinter who won...
The Olympics with Hitler.
Hitler Olympics,
And they wouldn't salute him.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Did they not? Mm. The Black Power salute came way later.
Okay. Black Panther.
The Black Panther, because that was far later. But, no, Jesse Owens, he just showed up... with all the kind of the Master Race shit going on, with all these Aryan German sprinters who were less shit, basically. And he just fucking wiped the floor with them. It was brilliant. You even got footage of Hitler's face looking really annoyed. But thankfully, Hitler got therapy and it just worked itself out.
Hitler all worked out.
Yeah. Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund Freud was a therapist from Austria who did a lot of stuff about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Believed that every man wanted to sleep with his mother. Mm. It was called an Oedipus complex.
The Oedipus complex.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was a complex of houses in Greece. And he did a lot of stuff, like he believed in the subconscious. And I'm just saying shit, I don't know what...
No.
He was a guy who thought that our dreams meant stuff.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, who's next?
I like that. Galileo.
He was in the Queen song Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right,
that's literally all I know. Painter? Yeah. Was he a painter?
Galileo Figaro Magnifico. I think he was an astronomer and philosopher. Nobody.
Okay, fine. Next.
How about Oscar Wilde?
Oscar Wilde was a writer and a poet who was gay and loved life. And had all these awesome quotes. I don't know any of them.
Nationality?
English.
No.
Fuck.
He's Irish.
American. Irish.
English.
He said, anyone who can live within their means doesn't know how to live.
Within their means?
Yeah.
Doesn't know how to live within their means.
Yeah, he was cut off.
Yeah,
he collapsed. He was drunk.
Not many people know that Oscar Wilde was cut off a lot.
Yeah.
And he was just very fortunate a lot of the time.
Do you not know...
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon,
Richard Nixon
was president, and he quit.
Of what? President of what?
Of the math club.
He probably
Richard Nixon was president in America, and he quit on the air because of David Frost. All of my knowledge of historical figures is informed by films, basically.
Yeah. But do you know what was the scandal?
Watergate.
Right.
Yes. Which was, I don't know, companies were charging too much for water bills. I don't know.
The Watergate scandal. It was a hotel, Watergate Hotel.
And they were tapping phones.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. he was tapping phones. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Elvis Presley.
Oh, come on. Elvis Presley was...
What, come on.
I know everything about Elvis Presley. What,
come on, tell me.
It's a singer from Memphis.
Oh, that's everything, is it?
Yeah.
Educate me.
Ed O'Sullivan Show. They only filmed him... He's a fucking... Elvis Presley.
How old was he when he died?
He was 44.
I don't know if that's true. How old did he die? How old... Sorry.
He died on the shitter. How did he die? He had a heart attack on the shitter.
He had a heart attack on the shitter. Why?
Because he was a fat fuck.
No. Surely he had some kind of... Didn't he have some kind of drug addiction?
No, he was a big fat fuck.
Yeah, he popped pills though.
Yeah, but he was... I don't know if he did. He was just a big fat fuck. Yeah. His favourite meal, check this out, was a baguette with mayonnaise and bacon, and then it was deep fried.
They deep fried the entire thing?
That was his favourite meal.
Really?
Yeah, and he used to just go up to people, and he'd be driving in a Cadillac and just give them the Cadillac.
Mm-hmm. Brand new Cadillac.
Just give it to them in the street. There's a Bill Hicks bit about it.
He would go up to people...
He'd just go up to random people on the street and go, brand new Cadillac, just give them the keys. He's a very generous man. Another thing about Elvis Presley, I'll tell you, he was 24 when he started dating Priscilla Presley, his wife-to-be, who was 14, so he's also a paedophile.
Really?
Not a lot of people know that or discuss that when it comes to... We tend to look the other way when someone's done something nice, some nice songs, but he was, in the eyes of the law, a big, fat, fucking pedo. Next one.
Yeah, Marie Curie.
Marie Curie has a charity shop.
Right.
And then that all goes to cancer because she died getting cancer trying to cure it.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln, shot in a theatre, had a beard, wore a hat. was also president. And he believed that all people should be equal.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi was a little Indian cunt who, get this, here's something about Mahatma Gandhi, right? His wife got ill. Right, and they went, we can give her Western medicine and cure her. And he went, no, we believe in some shit, no. And she died. And then 2 weeks later, he got the disease. And then he was like, I'll take the medicine, and took the Western medicine and lived.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a true story?
No, it's true. He was a little motherfucker. He was a little cunt. All these historical figures, they're all bastards.
Yeah, I guess...
We just sugarcoat it, don't we?
Yeah, you don't...
You lionise them when they're dead.
Exactly, that's a good point. With all these kind of famous historical figures... Because everything's airbrushed.
Yeah.
There must have been some days where they woke up and they were complete dicks.
Yeah, like Johnny Cash. Oh, this is the King of Darkness. You don't see the 70s Johnny Cash with the Johnny Cash show that was just a polyester embarrassment.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Very true. Anyway,
any more historical figures?
I think you've named
them all. How do you think I did?
I think you did very well.
Napoleon? You want me to do him?
I think it's... Yeah, no, we'll finish on Napoleon.
He had one arm and was French.
Classic.
And the Battle of Waterloo.
Brilliant.
And days.
Hang on. You said he had one arm and...
Was French.
And was French. And then you went, and the Battle of Waterloo.
Yeah.
He
lost the Battle of Waterloo.
Can't you even get your indefinite arse sorted out? Did he win it or lose it? When you're expressing yourself.
And he fought...
Oh, you know, and this, and you know...
Waterloo!
It's like this with the...
See, it's all informed by pop culture. At Waterloo, Napoleon did surrender. Isn't that the ABBA song?
You say this in a way which is kind of...
That's how the ABBA song goes. That's how I know it.
Are you proud of this?
And he was in Bill and Ted, I think.
Are you proud of this?
That's the other thing I know. I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying, you did this round thinking you'd embarrass me.
No, that wasn't the aim of it at all.
What was the aim of it?
Just to have a little giggle. little giggle. Right.
All right, let's do the letters.
Let's do the letters, please. I haven't done them for a couple of weeks, so I'm looking forward to them.
Okay. Waterloo, sticking a bum in a fucking Jew. Waterloo.
Rather off-colour joke there.
Do you know why ABBA were great?
No.
It's because most songs have one hook. ABBA...
I'm not a musician, you tell me.
ABBA had a rule that was like 5 hooks per song.
That's a rule.
Yeah,
they
had
a rule.
Check it out. Okay, let's name some ABBA hooks, okay? From one song. We'll just run through...
Bohemian Rhapsody had it all.
That's Queen.
What are we talking about?
ABBA.
Oh, fuck, yeah. ABBA.
Well, let's pretend that bit didn't happen.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
We'll do it.
They had a rule. It was 5 hooks per song. Right. If, you know, most bands are happy to have, lucky to get one hook.
So,
one hook, and then I've been hit by you. right? That's three hooks. Then fourth.
Where's the fifth?
Wait for it.
Oh, here we go.
There's a sixth and the fifth. And then here's the sixth. Oh, whoa. Mamma mia. Here I am again. Mama, how can I resist you? Mamma mia, does this show again? Six. And then here's seven.
So.
They were the fucking. It's insane!
So, yeah.
It's every song is like just.
Is that good?
Yeah! That's what you mean, is it good?
Is it more hooks, the better then?
What, the more you can remember?
More hooks. Isn't that what a hook is?
Hook is like a catchy bit.
Oh, really?
A catchy bit.
So it's all catchy.
But, you know, right. Most songs have one, you know, a catchy chorus.
What's the bridge? The musician goes, take me to the bridge. They don't bridge actually mean a literal bridge.
Well, there's confusion over the bridge, because in some countries or some songwriting schools...
They don't have bridges.
The bridge is the pre-chorus.
Yeah.
But in other schools of songwriting, the bridge is the middle eight.
Right.
The middle eight is the bit after the second chorus that's different from the whole song.
Right. Okay.
So a good example of the best, a really good middle eight is Smokey Robinson, Tracks of My Tears.
Oh yeah.
You know that song? People say
yeah.
I'm the life of the party girls. That's the verse. So take a good look at my face.
Bum, bum, bum.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the middle eight goes. My smile is my makeup. I wear since my breakup.
It's a bit
that
ramps up to the third chorus.
Baby, baby, and then you have chorus out. Yeah.
Maybe a key change.
Yeah.
Maybe a cheeky key change.
Maybe a cheeky. Though we're halfway there.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's it for Songwriting 101.
Songwriting is easy. Easy as shit.
Let's do the letters. Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Every week you can write into the show.
Yeah.
We got a new fucking email address. EBP at excitableboypodcast.co.uk.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, we're official.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Got our own. I meant to buy .com, but I fucked up.
You just forgot.
I just didn't think about it. So it's .co.uk. Okay, first letter. Oh, any problem you're having, relationships, sex, whatever, you can write in.
And while I'm
on the Warped Tour, if there's any bands you want me to ask questions to, send them in.
Yeah, EBP, that's a great
idea. Cyberboypodcast.co.uk. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be about band. It can be about anything. Anything you want to know about them. And I'll find them and I'll ask them.
Exactly.
Okay. First question. Dear EBP, my work colleague stinks. quite simply, he has the worst BO in the world. Everyone in the office complains behind his back. We even call him Stinky Pete. Okay. His name isn't Pete.
No.
He has a Buzz Lightyear on his desk.
Oh, right, because Stinky Pete was a character.
Fraser Crane.
Yep.
Smelly as he is, no one says anything because he's Turkish.
What? What the fuck does that mean?
For some reason, everyone thinks it would be racist to say anything.
What? That's racist.
Is that
that's the racist thing. Well, no, we can't say anything to him because we all know that Turks stink.
Yeah, it's actually racist that you're not saying anything.
Yeah, it's usually racist that you're not.
Yeah, it's actually a bit racist that you wrote in. Let's face facts, you're a bit racist.
Shame on you.
You're a little bit racist. You're a bit racist.
You massive fuck.
You racist.
What's wrong with you? So what's the
question?
So how do we? Is it like how do we broach this yada with him?
I guess stop being racist and tell him he stinks.
Yeah.
You fucking racist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's the guy who sits next to you on the plane and ruins your flight.
Because he smells.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to say something.
Well, not on the flight. I think when you work with him.
There's no flight. It was a hypothetical situation.
What?
But my point is that if they don't say something, you might end up on a plane next to him.
Exactly. This is what you do. You go, listen, Mehmet. We're just assuming you're called Mehmet. Listen, Mehmet. Some of
us
in the
office. Why are we giving him a Turkish name? Isn't that racist of us?
But he's Turkish.
Yeah, but his name might be John.
No, but I give him a Turkish name.
Okay.
He's not racist.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
All right, fine.
Okay.
Carry on.
That's absurd.
It's fine.
Racist. What's wrong?
No, Mehmet's
a lovely name.
Okay. Mehmet's
a good name.
Yeah.
It's a strong name.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd go, listen, Mehmet, put that down. Just stop. Stop playing with your Rubik's Cube.
Just say you stink.
Mehmet, you stink. Sort it out.
There you go. Just tell him he stinks and also try being less racist. next letter. Annoying pet. Dear Excitable Boy Podcast, my girlfriend has an annoying pet, a dog, a little pug-faced annoying dog. He shits everywhere, takes ages to walk anywhere, and stinks. We don't live together. You and the dog. What? Oh, you and your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. We don't live together, but we are talking about it. I swear the main reason I don't want to live with my wonderful girlfriend is because of her stupid dog. What do I do?
Your girlfriend's not going to get rid of a dog. She loves that dog.
How long do dogs live? 3 years?
Yeah, you could wait it out.
Yeah.
You could kind of try and outlive... You're going to outlive the dog.
Oh, my... No, wait.
Unless you're unlucky.
What you do is you just say, listen, babe, I love you, and I actually want to live with you because I think you could be the person I want to spend the rest of my life with, and you fill me with joy, you make every day sunny, and I want to be with you forever, but I can't. I'm not a dog person, and also, let's be fair, your dog's a little pug, and that's not really a dog. So you have to choose me or the dog.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. You've not only insulted her,
insulted the dog, insulted their relationship.
You're putting out fires all over the place there, Josh.
Yeah,
must admit,
dogs are stupid. They're fucking all of them are stupid. Who wants a pet?
Yeah, but
hey, how about this? How about this? If you need some company, how about you pick up someone's shit?
But like,
if we were friends, like,
no
right? Hang on a minute.
No one gets a dog for the intellectual rigor.
If someone said to me, yeah, every time we hang out,
right,
you're going to shit in a public place and I have to pick it up, I just wouldn't be your friend.
No, but like, have a conversation with this girl of yours, and just maybe you can come up with some ground rules for when you do move in. Yeah, the dog you have dog regions of the house and your regions of the house.
I just think you got to give her an ultimatum. That's what I think. It's me or the dog.
Me right. Or the dog.
Oh, it's starting to rain.
Next question.
Dickhead dad.
Oh yeah.
Dear Josh and Tim,
mm-hmm.
This is a long one. Dear Josh and Tim, I've been going out with my girlfriend for a year now, and recently I've been introduced to her parents. At first, everything seemed cool, but now every time I see them, her dad will always test me in some way. That's normal. I'm going to do that when I'm a dad.
Yeah.
You want to date my daughter?
Yeah, you fuck with them.
Back to the letter. And her dad always seems to test me in some way. The last time we were at a driving range... Like golfer.
A
driving range is golf.
Yeah, I think
it's not a fast car. Oh, yeah, we'll find out. And he challenged me to hit a ball further than him. I've never played golf, so obviously I failed. He also took me to a football game and drilled me for not shouting enough at the teams and referee. It's always been little things like this, but last week we were 10 pin bowling and we're on each other's team.
They do a lot of sports.
Yeah. First off, let me give you your first bit of advice. You're spending way too much time with your girlfriend's parents.
I know.
It's always been little things like this, but last week when we were 10 pin bowling, you could have just said bowling. There's no 9 pin bowling.
Yeah.
Fucking moron. And we're on each other, and we were on each other's team, and he started shouting at me for letting down the team in front of my girlfriend and her stepmom. At one point, he looked me dead in the face and whispered, "Just knock the fucking pins over." My GF insists he's always been like this, and it's his way of trying to connect/protect me. That shall I do, which I think is meant to say, what shall I do?
Just knock the fucking pins over. How do you think he said it?
He went like this. he turned away so that both of their backs were to the women, and he went, "Just not a fucking pins over, what?"
I just think he's...
"Stop putting your fucking fingers in my ball." And he said it, and it was like a euphemism.
I just think...
he didn't want you touching his daughter. "Stop putting your fucking fingers in my bowl, or what, you cunt?"
I just think it's just more exasperated. Just like, just knock the fucking pins over.
Just knock the fucking
Stop
pins
Stop dicking
over.
Around.
Yeah. So, no one bowling isn't trying to knock the pins over. You know?
I am trying.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Point. Just... Oh, Jesus. I really hope he was smoking a cigar and was wearing a bowling glove.
Well...
Taking it really seriously. Really, has his own ball.
Has his own
in
ball.
A bag.
He shines it.
Yeah. Ball. And it says bowling bag Bill. Or something.
He has
on
like
the bag.
A monogram. Yeah. A monogram.
Of a skull.
I think your girlfriend should have stood up for you.
I wouldn't put it on her. Daddy's girls, man. You know?
I think he basically took
your
balls in front of her.
Listen,
the entire family.
Be the bigger person. Just realise that he's clearly got some issues. and he's just working them out with you.
Yeah.
And the fact that you are putting your penis inside his door makes you the winner anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So just roll with it.
Just console yourself with the knowledge that he's going to die before you.
Hopefully. I think just... You just let him have his anger.
Just knock the fucking pins over, Josh. Just knock the fucking... Yeah. Just knock the fucking pins over! Knock them over!
Yeah. That ain't that fucking hard. You see the ball, you see the pins, you hit the pins with the ball, the pins fall over, we get the fucking points. I did not work for 45 years so I could lose a game of bowling to my fucking daughter! Now knock the fucking pins over or I'll knock your fucking block off! And then the whole bowling range is quiet. Bowling range?
Yeah, the bowling range.
Is that what it's called?
The firing alley.
You have a firing bowling alley. Everyone's quiet and looking at you, and then just one girl holding an ice cream starts crying.
Yeah.
And then everyone starts kissing. It was a weird moment.
Weird moment. Well, yeah, I don't know, man. You just gotta ride that out. Just come up with excuses for not being with around the parents anymore. Yeah.
Is that enough?
Yeah, I think we're done. Right, I mean, I'm fucking exhausted. Right. I need to go home and sleep.
So join us next week for More Nothing, which will be the last podcast with me and Tim in an attic together till August.
That's right.
I won't get emotional now, but I will say...
Or ever, indeed.
Yeah. Join us next week for More Nothing, guys, and have a great week. And remember, you're going to die, so don't be a dick. Be nice to people.
We're all made of flesh and blood.
You know?
And want to love and be loved.
You know? We all love pizza. We all love boobs.
Yeah.
You know? Life is short.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, bye. See you next week. Take care, guys. Bye.
Just knock the fucking pins over.
Knock your fucking block off, you cunt.
Seriously, guys, knock your pins over.
Yeah, that's the way we're going to end the show from now on. Just knock the fucking pins over. What? Just knock the fucking pins over, you cunt.
Knock them over.